A popular Outcast production.
I don't like social interaction. We're waiting at this youth world to hang out with one of our friends. And it's absolutely terrible.
Nate, I'm going to punch you in the
face. It's absolutely terrible. I hate social interactions. Oh, man.
Yeah, they don't give you anything you could have a
reason to serve. Oh, man, I'm seriously, like, nervous. I've known this person for years. I have no problem hanging out with her. And there she is. But this is... I hate social interactions.
She would be the one blasting.
Goodness. Yeah, I cannot stand this. I'm recording this because recording makes me less anxious about things. That's probably why I have a podcast. So...
Nerd!
Da-da-da-da-da-da, what the hell with Nathan Prell? It's only named that because it rhymes. Yeah. Hey guys, welcome to this week's episode of What the Hell with Nathan Prell. You just listened to an opening that I recorded about a month ago with James while we were waiting for my friend Brittany to show up to the youth world that we were hanging out at. So that was fun. This week is just, it's just me this week. Kyson's here, but... I'm not sure if he was saying some things. I'm not sure if it picked it up. But he's playing Fire Emblem, so I guess he just doesn't have a lot to say. But I've got some things that are going on in my life that I'd like to, you know, bring you guys in on. So let's just go right on into this first segment here. Oh, but first, I have something very important to talk to all of you guys about. Do you guys shop on Amazon.com? Well, instead of going to Amazon.com, go to whatthehell.popularoutcast.com, which is my website, and click on the purple Amazon banner and shop like you normally would. After clearing your cookies, I always frickin' every single week. This is what, number 10? Every week, I forget to say clear your cookies first. Clear your cookies, then click on the purple Amazon banner, and then do your shopping like you normally would. And then at the end, nothing more is added on to what you're paying, but a little bit is sent to the popular outcasts. And that makes me happy. And I know everybody cares when I'm happy, because you guys are generous people and care for me. At least I tell myself that. I tell myself that you guys care for me. Because, I mean, I gotta keep positive in some way to continue doing this. So, segment number one. Ba-doo-doo-doo, ba-doo, boo-boo-boo. What I'm watching. What am I watching this week? You know, I'm not really watching too much, but I did. I've found out that, because I had finished Firefly, and I found out that there was a closer movie thing called Serenity. Well, I was like, you mean there's more to the story? I was pretty excited for that. So I watched that, and boy, was that good. That whole series was just really amazing. I thoroughly enjoyed it. And I mean, I love Nathan Fillion. Loved him in the sing-along blog. Did I say this exact thing in the last episode? I think I did. Well, saying it again. Love him in the Thrilling Adventure Hour as Cactoid Jim. That's something, something, Cactoid Jim. It's fun. It's a fun time had by all. So Firefly is what I'm watching this week. And what I'm listening to is Taylor Swift. Just finished my collection of Taylor Swift. I was behind on a few things. I was missing a few songs from some of the albums. I mean, I didn't even have the Red album until just today. But finally caught up on all my T-Swift. And for those who follow me on the Twitters, you guys saw that a couple days ago, all night, I was just tweeting about the T-Swift. Taylor is just, Taylor is a very beautiful girl. I don't know, people like hate her and stuff and think she's so lame and stuff, but I don't know. I like Taylor Swift. I can't help it. Like the music, like the girl. You know, it's what are you going to do about it? What am I playing when I'm pooping? What am I playing when I'm pooping? I'll tell you what I'm playing when I'm pooping. I got a lot of things that I'm playing when I'm pooping. Because I just recently bought a Nintendo 3DS for a couple reasons. Number one, Animal Crossing. You guys have heard enough about Animal Crossing from the rest of the podcasts on this network, and I'm a little late to the game, and I also suck at the game. So I've had Animal Crossing on my DS. Like, I had that when that first came out. Played that all the time. Never played the one that was on the GameCube, though. We borrowed, not borrowed it, we rented it back when Blockbuster rented GameCube games. And we played it for a bit, but not enough. I was like, what is this situation? But once I had it on my DS, I had some friends I played with. It was really fun. Really enjoyed it. And then I was excited for New Leaf, but I didn't have 3DS. But I was like, you know what? Fire Emblem is out. There's a new Fire Emblem, which is one of my favorite series. Animal Crossing, the remastering of Ocarina of Time has been out since the 3DS came out, but I really wanted to do that. And then freaking Pokemon coming out in October or whatever it is. I was like, I think it's time to get a 3DS. So I did. So lately, I've been alternating between Fire Emblem, Animal Crossing, and just yesterday I picked up Ocarina of Time. And I'm all ready to... I just beat the Fire Temple. Just took down Valvergaria. The Fire Dragon, whatever its name is. It's a weird name. It's like one of the hardest names in the whole freaking game. But, man, I'm good at that game. I already have all of the masks. I completely did the mask quests. I have, like, 48 Golden Skulltulas. I have 11 hearts. I have a full magic bar. I have two of the magic things. You know, I'm doing pretty good. I've planted 8 of the magic beans. You know, I'm not even halfway through the game. I'm doing really good. I love that game. Ocarina of Time, one of the best games on the 64, let me tell you. And I had some trubs beating that game. Because at first I was too young. I couldn't get through the whole thing. It was tough. And then, but over the years, I would beat the kid part. I was a master of Kid Link. But then you get to the Forest Temple, and for some reason, I would always get stuck in the Forest Temple. I can't even tell you what I was having such a problem with. But I would always get stuck at the Forest Temple, and then I wouldn't know what to do. I would check the book, and the book wasn't help. I don't know what I was missing. I'm like, seriously, I don't know what was wrong with my stupid kid brain that I could not figure this thing out. But so I would restart the whole game over thinking I must have missed something. And then finally, like 5 years ago or so, I'm 16 and I finally sit down. I'm like, we're going to figure this one out, self. And I go through it and I finally beat Ocarina of Time. It's one of my favorite games of all times. Majora's Mask is really good. I've never beaten it, but I watched my sister play through it when she went through it and beat it. Actually, hold up a second. She never beat it. She was trying to get all of the masks so that she can get the Fierce Deity mask. But the last mask that you get on the moon or whatever, she was having the hardest time getting, and then she put it down and never picked it back up. So she actually has not beaten the game. I mean, she got to the final boss, but she never actually defeated the final boss. But so I watched all of Majora's Mask, and that is a toughie. If they remade that, I would definitely get it and actually try and go back through it again. I mean, I have all these games on my 64, which I keep in my room, because as a growing up, my dad's always been a Nintendo guy. We have every Nintendo. We used to have the first Game Boy. I don't think we have those anymore, though. Those were super old, and I think we probably let someone borrow one or something and never showed back up. But we have the NES, we have the Super NES, we have the 64, we have the GameCube, we have the Wii, we have the Wii U. We didn't even get another system until I was 15 or something for my birthday. I finally got a PS2. And I played that thing all the time. I had Kingdom Hearts and... Actually, no, I had Kingdom Hearts 2. I played Kingdom Hearts at Kaisen's house and beat Kingdom Hearts, borrowing it from Kaisen or one of our other friends. But then I had Kingdom Hearts 2 and stuff. And then when I got my job at 16, over that summer, I saved up some money, and then for Christmas, I bought myself, with a little help from my dad, that was like part of my Christmas gift for that year, I bought myself an Xbox 360. But, I mean, other than that, our household has been like completely Nintendo and then computers. I'm actually a pretty big PC gamer. I play my PC more than I play my Xbox. But where was I going with this whole rant about games? Well, I don't know. But I've always played my Game Boy. I used to, one time, my dad likes to tell this story that I would always play my Game Boy, like, constantly, and I was always complaining about neck pain. And we're sitting in the waiting room, waiting for the doctor to come in. My dad took me to the doctor because my neck pain, I'm always complaining about it. And the doctor walks in, and I'm sitting there leaning over my Game Boy, and he's like, "Does he always do this?" My dad's like, "Yeah." And he's like, "Well, there's your problem right there." So I had to work on my posture. And then I grow up to be freaking 6'3", so I have back problems anyway. But that's neither here nor there or anywhere. So really got sidetracked. That was what I'm playing while I'm poop. That really got off the rails.
I guess we'll go on to the next segment, which is just discussion. So I got some things I want to talk to you guys about. So
a few weeks ago, I went and saw She and Him in concert. They were amazing. I love Zooey Deschanel. If I can get Zooey Deschanel on my podcast, I would die. I could go home right after that and just peacefully slip into, you know, the arms of death. Love Zooey Deschanel. Anyway, so at the concert, I'm texting this girl that I've been telling you guys I've been texting. I don't know if that's going anywhere. But, because I think, I don't know, I'm more of a relationship kind of guy, and I feel like she's more of a casual kind of a person. I'm like, I don't really know about that. We were supposed to go on a date, but then she got strep throat, and then we just haven't rescheduled because of the 4th of July. But I don't know about that one. Anyway, so I'm texting her while I'm standing in line at the concert, because I went by myself, because no one else knows who She and Him is. And a little bit behind me, there's this group of people, and one of them, there's a couple girls, and one of them says rather loudly that she has both seasons of New Girl and has seen every episode at least 6 times. She said it much louder than the rest of her conversation. And I was like, what's going on with this chick? So I told the girl I was texting that. And she was like, ha, that girl sounds obsessed, ha ha ha. We had some laughs at her expense. And then once we go in, when I go into the venue, you know, I'm right up on the stage, like as close as I can be to the stage. So I was like maybe 15 feet away from Zoe. Oh man, time of my life. Anyway, so this girl and her friend, the girl who said the thing, were right behind me, standing there right behind me. And so there's a blonde one and a redhead girl. And usually I like redhead girls, but the blonde one is more charismatic, so she kind of got my attention more. And she just randomly started talking to me, like just little short bursts of conversation. And I text James, and I'm like, James, how do I find out how old these girls are without being weird? Because they look like they could have been like 15, but I find out that they're like they're 19. But because she asked me if I'm from Vegas, and then asked me how long I've lived in Vegas, which opened it up for me to ask the same question to them. And one of them lived in Vegas, like the blonde one lived in Vegas for 12 years, and the redhead lived in Vegas for 19 years. So I was like, okay, at least 19, because I believe they're the same age. I found out what high school they went to the same high school. I'm like, these girls are the same age, they're at least 19. All right, that's cool. But so throughout the whole concert, like as when there's the bands aren't on, obviously, but we just had like short bursts of conversations. It was really awesome. Felt like we were really connecting. But then I kind of was pushed out at the end of it, and didn't follow through, didn't get her number or anything like that. So it's just kind of a missed connection, you know. She was really cool, but. Yeah, I don't know. So that's my She and Him story. And then more on She and Him. They had a video contest to win tickets to go to one of their shows in New York. And we had to make a short video, 30 seconds to a minute and a half, of choreography inspired by the original video for the song. So I forced Kyson and James and our friend Sarah to help us out. That's on the internet. A video of us dancing. That's pretty fun. You guys might want to check that out. What else is going on in my life? Kyson, what else is going on in my life? I'm dying.
Yeah,
yeah, crazy thing. So a while ago, before I even started the podcast, I had like a weird rash kind of on my side, and I didn't really pay too much mind to it. It was just a little bit itchy, and then like the next day it was more red. I was like, okay, maybe something's happening here. Then a couple days later, I get a really tight. It wasn't too painful, but it was really sore, like right in the groin area, kind of along the same path of the rash. So I'm like, all right, I need to figure out what's going on here. Because I think I was explaining it to some of my coworkers, and they're saying, I think you might have a hernia. So I went to urgent care. They're like, yeah, that's a hernia, and that's shingles. And I'm like, hold a second. How do I have shingles? Because shingles is an old person disease. But I mean, if you have chicken pox, then you have the virus in you. So at any point later on, you can get shingles. It's not something that goes away. It's just always in you. And then it attacks nerves, which is why it'll show up on certain spots. Like on me, it attacked just like that groin nerve or whatever. So it was just in a line right there, but it wasn't too much. We caught it pretty early, so it's actually, that outbreak has gone now, and I haven't had any other problems with it. But I guess the hernia was caused by the shingles attacking that nerve, which probably put some more pressure in that muscle region, and caused a hernia. But the hernia, I wore a back brace for a few days at work, or actually it was like 2 weeks or so. So I wore a back brace for a while at work, and kind of fixed itself out, went into, it was retracted and stuff, not a big problem. So I went to a doctor to get it confirmed, like, hey, yeah, this is what's going on. And he was like, well, I want to run some blood tests because you shouldn't be, a young man like yourself, you shouldn't be getting shingles. There's no reason why your immune system should be so low. So I had to get some tests done to see why my immune system was low enough for the shingles to attack. So a few weeks ago, the tests came back, and I kind of put it off going back. They called me up. They're like, hey, you need to come back in to discuss your test results. And I was like, ugh. But finally, my mom was pestering me about it, so I had to make an appointment. So I go in, and everything turned out fine on the blood work, except there was an unusually high amount of enzymes in my liver, which is kind of a bad sign, I guess. And the doctor said it could be a series of things. Most likely it's a buildup of cholesterol. Even though I have great cholesterol, my body could be, for some reason, depositing cholesterol in my liver. Or it could be hemochromatosis, which is the buildup of iron in the liver. Same basic thing. Body is, for some reason, depositing iron. Wilson's disease, which is copper. Same thing. And then, or it could be signs of hepatitis, which I haven't been exposed to any risk factors for hepatitis, so most likely not that, but I still had to get a blood panel for that. But so I had to get an ultrasound to see so they can see what kind of buildup or anything is in my liver. But so that was like a week ago, a week and a half ago. So I don't have my results yet, so I don't know exactly what's wrong with me. But the doctor said, probably stay away from alcohol. And in the past week and a half, I've been to more bars with the guys than I have since I turned 21. And I can't drink anything. I've just been drinking Shirley Temples. They make fun of me, but hey, they're good. All right. I guess that's all that's really going on with me. Kyson, you got anything?
Pop Tamale, I'm sweating. It's so hot in this room. If they can hear me, it's hot in this room and I'm dying, and I hope y'all appreciate this podcast, because Nate has turned off the fan in this room for the purpose of sound quality in this podcast, and I'm dying. Also, my relationship with my parents is getting better. I just got my car back. I'm going to college. Everything's going to be fine. Me and my girlfriend are going to be all right through college. Yeah.
Okay, I'm not sure if you actually heard what Kyson said, but he said it's balls hot in here because I turned the fan off for sound quality. His relationship with his parents has improved, and he got his car back, and he's all good for college to go up in the fall. So that's good for Kyson. Kyson's on a good path. Hopefully he doesn't fail, which he probably will between you and me. But, that's just Kyson. So something that you don't know about me is that I am, it's more on the tame side, but I like to refer to myself as a pyro. Because seeing as how the 4th of July was just a week ago, I think it's a good time to talk about this. Growing up, the 4th of July has always been like the biggest holiday in my family. I mean, Christmas is pretty big. Back in California, my dad used to do super elaborate light designs on the house and stuff. It was really cool. But the biggest one was always 4th of July, because we would have a big party, family would come over, friends would come over, we'd have hundreds of dollars worth of fireworks to set off. Halfway through our thing, like right after dark, we do all the little ones. Right after dark, the high school down the street had a fireworks show of the big up-in-the-air ones. So we'd stop, everyone would put their seats in the turn the seats, look up over there, watch their whole thing, then we'd come back to ours, do the rest of ours, do our finale. But so through that, and my dad would let me get too close to the fireworks because I was just so excited by them. It was just amazing. But I was up in the fireworks before I could even talk. But a few times out in California, my dad and cousins or my uncle or something would rig up explosives like bombs out of Piccolo Pete's and firecrackers and stuff, and we'd put them in some of my plastic cars or something. We destroyed one of my plastic cars one year. It was a Piccolo Pete, firecrackers, stuffed in a box full of Poppets, and probably something else, but just all crammed into a box and taped up. And I don't know, there was an explosion and then just fire, and that plastic car was obliterated. But so through the years of that, I developed a little bit of pyromania. I'm pretty tame. I don't commit acts of arson. I have self-control. But when it comes to playing with a lighter or fireworks, I get pretty excited. So that's something you guys don't know about me. Love the fireworks. Probably my favorite holiday is 4th of July. I mean, I can't put as much money as my dad does into it, but I mean, this year I put 80. I think last year I put 100. But I like to buy a bunch of the flowers and just throw them. You light them, wait in your hand like 2 seconds. You wait till that fuse is in the thing, and then just toss it up in the air, to the ground. It's the most exciting thing. I almost get this year. I rolled one of them, the flashers. You know, those things, they'll probably kill an epileptic. But I rolled it, and they were weird shaped, and it rolled up in a big arc and came down and just rolled up this flaming, flashing ball of weird chalk stuff. Rolled right into where all the kids were playing with Poppets and stuff. Just scared the crap out of all the kids. It was pretty funny. But they didn't think so. But so 4th of July, that was fun. Woo! I keep getting super off track with these topics. Let's see, things I like. I wrote She and Him on my board. I already talked about She and Him. Love She and Him. Great music. Everybody should listen to it. It's like old soundy. It's like old fashioned, like from like the 50s or 60s or something. I mean, I don't know. It's really fun. Also, the opener for She and Him, Tilly and the Wall. Great band. You should really check them out. They had there was like 6 or 7 people in the band: a drummer, like a lead guitarist, 2 female leads, singers. Like they switched off on songs. Both of them would play bass on some songs. Both of them would play guitar. Sometimes they just sang. There was a keyboard / synth player, a drummer. And a tap dancer. How many bands have a tap dancer? Only one that I know of. Granted, I don't know many bands, but I mean, come on, a tap dancer. They had some really fun songs. Check them out, Tilly and the Wall. What else do I like? all of the things that I wrote on this like thing are like super big topics. But I guess I can tell you guys about turtles. I'll tell you guys about turtles. You guys deserve the turtle story. So, my favorite animals are turtles. Favorite animals equals turtle. Always has been. Even before I had turtles, I don't know. Well, no, that's a lie. I just lied to you guys. First was pig. Little pigs were my favorite. Probably because Piglet. Piglet from Winnie the Pooh, favorite character all the time. Hold on, I gotta take a drink of water. So I loved pigs for a while, but kind of outgrew that. Then turtles were my thing. In Arizona, I had two turtles. One of the guys that my dad worked with had a pond in his yard, and he would raise turtles. So he let me have two of them. I named them Raven and Shadow after Zoids, which I don't know how many of you guys know Zoids, but great anime. Look it up. Amazing. The first ones are the best. It might not actually be the first ones that came out, but it's like the old kind. I don't remember what it's called. I know that was Zoids, something, something. And then there was like the second season, not necessarily the season, but like the second storyline where everybody grew up a little bit. But it was the same characters as that one, which was Droids Guardian, Ancient Guardians or something like that. Anyway, it was a really good show. So named after two of my favorite characters from that show, Raven and Shadow. When we moved to Florida, I had to give them up because you can't take turtles on a plane. That's just not how it works. But, of course, Florida is full of frickin' amphibious creatures because it's a disgusting swampland of which crazy humidity that sucks beyond reason. But, so I got two more turtles. Named them the same thing because I'm not original, and I missed those guys. So they were Raven the Second and Shadow the Second, but I just called them Raven and Shadow because they don't know their names. It doesn't make a difference. 2 weeks or so after I get these two turtles, and I have them in like a small tank. It's not too small. It's good enough for them because they're little tiny guys. Started off as like little babies. And 2 weeks after we get them, Shadow, out of nowhere, just up and dies. We don't know what was wrong with him. He wasn't showing any signs of it. Not that I could see. I mean, granted, I was, 11? 10 or 11? But just out of nowhere dies. So we bury him in the backyard. And it's just Raven for a while. And I was like, man, Raven's getting really lonely. We need to get him another turtle to hang out with. And one day we're driving along, and since it's Florida, you can just find the weirdest things anywhere. And someone was selling turtles on the side of the road. We're like, today's our freaking lucky day, so we buy another turtle to add to the tank. Now, Raven was a male turtle. The new one, Fiona, also named from the show Zoids, was a female turtle. I was like, hey, maybe some things will happen. We'll wind up with some extra turtles around. You know what I'm talking about? And and they were doing really good for a long time. And then it was Thanksgiving weekend. We were going down to my mom's boss's condo because she would let us use it for vacation every now and then. So it's Thanksgiving weekend. I put some extra food in their thing, and I'm like, hey, guys, okay, just don't try not to starve while I'm gone. because I talk to my pets, because I'm a human being and I have emotion. And we come back from this trip, and Fiona had ripped open the skull of Raven, just ripped open his head, and had devoured his insides and brain. And I was like, what? Why is this happening? And like, his body was so mangled that we had to throw it away. We couldn't bury it because his body was like falling apart. We're like, what is happening here? Never have I seen a turtle go cannibalistic on another turtle like that. And they never showed signs of violence before. I mean, they seemed to be perfectly fine, but I don't know. I guess she was that hungry. But I put extra food in there, but whatever. I was 10. I probably did not know what I was doing. So Fiona gets lonely, okay? It's probably a couple months later. Fiona gets a habit of climbing out of the tank, because it's a short tank, so she's able to climb out of it. And she would find a way off my dresser without hurting herself. Don't know how she did that. And a couple times I would find her just somewhere in my room amongst the pile of crap, because I was a preteen boy. I had no organization. But one day I come home from school and she's not in her tank. She's not in my room. And my sister says, oh, hey, you know, Fiona got out, and she got out from under your door, and Razor, because we had Razor at this time, I think he was like a year old, had attacked her. And I'm like, oh no, another turtle's gone now, but she had survived. She miraculously survived. She was a toughie. First cannibal, then she was somehow climbing out of a tank, just immense upper body strength for a turtle. A good navigation skills, because she mapped out my room and figured out that maze, and then survives an attack from a very hyper puppy Dotson. I mean, come on, talk about a survivor. So, but she was beaten up. Some of her nails got ripped out. Pieces of her shell were missing. She was really beat up. So we took some of the rocks out, made it harder for her to get out. We kept the tank out in the room or in the kitchen, so that hopefully if she did get out, she was able to judge that distance would not be as good of a fall from the dresser. But she never did get out again, thankfully. But maybe 2-3 weeks after she got out and got attacked by Razor, I came home from school and Shaylee says, hey, you know, I don't know what happened, but I got home from school and Fiona was just floating in the water. I'm like, oh, well, you know, I guess it was just her time. But because turtles, I did research, their lungs are right along the arch of their shell, so they don't have a lot of they don't have a lot of expansion and stuff like that they can really do with their lungs. So they can't get water out. They can't like choke up water if it gets into their lungs. And since she was pretty messed up, she probably had trouble breathing and couldn't swim quite as well, and probably just accidentally swallowed a little bit of water and drowned. But it was really sad. I was pretty
upset about it. Because I loved my turtles. But so she got buried in the backyard with Shadow. And then we moved out to Las Vegas. And I bought two turtles because they were having a sale. And I named them Ever and Silas. And they were really cool. But then I had just gotten a job. I went to school. And I worked. And I just never had time to clean out the tank. So my room would just smell absolutely terrible. I mean, it smelled pretty bad already because there was me, James, Kyson, Brooks, just in here constantly. And actually, James was probably gone by then, so not James, but me, Kyson, and Brooks, just in here all the time. That was enough to just have weird odor of boy, and then stacked on top of that was this disgusting odor of a dirty tank. But I was like, well, I don't really have time to really take care for proper care of these turtles anymore. And I'm like, I don't want to just get rid of them or something, or just watch them die. And then I found out that Brooks has turtles. And they got, over at the Sheehan house, they got frickin' a big old tank with a filter and everything. I'm like, now that's the place that these turtles deserve to live. So I talked to Brooks, and Brooks was like, yeah, I'll adopt your turtles. So I don't know how he got that passed with his parents, but so they got donated over to him, and I still get to see them every time I go over there to their house. And they've grown like 10 times the sizes that they were when I was, yeah, they were like the size of like a, maybe half a 50 cent piece. They were really small turtles. They were just little baby turtles. Now they're like, they're large. They're pretty large. What's an estimate there, Kyson? A children's plate. They're about the size of a children's plate. So, I love turtles. Turtles are my favorite. I've had some bad experiences with turtles. Probably won't get turtles for a long time. But I like turtles. All right. Something I didn't understand that somebody did. Oh. Okay, so Kyson, get over here so this mic will pick you up. We were the other day, me and Kyson were talking about how fish grow to the size of their environment. So if you have a fish in a small tank, they're gonna be small. If you have them in a pond, they're gonna be bigger. If you have them in a large body of water, the thing grow to be really big. And Kyson says, what do you say? You say, is that why the homeless are so big? I'm like, yeah, I guess, yeah, because they live outside. They have the whole world as their environment, so they can grow to be
quite large.
And I thought that was the funniest thing. Kyson wanted to throw that in while I was talking about turtle sizes. So, something that somebody did that I didn't quite understand. Erasing stuff off the board. I have a whiteboard in my room that I write all of the ideas and stuff, like all the segments and topics for the podcast. I write it all on this board, and I'm erasing it as I say them. And I'm actually erasing it right now as I'm talking to you guys. Usually I don't do that, but I felt it was necessary now. Today, I felt it was necessary.
I think I've gone over how many states I've lived in quite enough. I can take that off of the something you don't know about me, because I'd be lying if I told you that that was something you didn't know about me, because you obviously know that about me. I've actually knocked off like 3 things on my something you don't know about me list. This is some inside baseball stuff that's going on with you guys right now. Inside baseball, yes, inside baseball. That's a phrase. That's a phrase, Kyson. So something somebody did recently that I did not... Well, after a long pause, I've got nothing. I guess I've understood everything that's happened to me recently. Next segment, then. Kyson, has Brooke said anything weird lately? Okay, Brooks has kept his head on straight lately. He hasn't said anything of note. All right. Isn't that swell? Isn't that swell? So, isn't that swell? I got my Snyder's thing a while ago on National Pretzels Day. Snyder's of Hanover was having a little Twitter thing where they were like, hey, why don't you tweet us your favorite kind of Snyder's pretzel and why? And I'm like, oh, I got this. So I tweeted then. I'm like, my favorite are the rods because it's an overwhelming amount of delicious pretzelness in a convenient and portable packaging. I don't think that was the wording, but you get what I mean. And they loved it. They thought it was hilarious. So I won this care package. It took a month to freaking get to me. But I got a t-shirt, and I got four or five bags of pretzels. I got a box of pretzels. Isn't that swell? I love pretzels. Favorite food? Pretzels. Used to say pretzels. There's no N in pretzels. I don't know where I got that from with my stupid kid brain. Isn't that swell? Work, basically. Just work. You know, most of you guys won't probably understand, but if you've ever worked like stock or whatever, in our store, when the loads that come in that I have to deal with, there's a grocery load. There's the non-foods load, which is mine, the non-foods. And on the non-foods load comes the specialty load, which is grocery stuff, but it comes in on our load. Now, grocery is supposed to break down the specialty stuff, but they're pretty much all dicks. And if they feel like they're not going to have enough time, even though they have 5 people breaking down compared to just me, and they have more pallets than I do, obviously, but still, relative, I've got a lot more work to do. And sometimes they're just douchebags and refuse to break down the specialty because it's going to put them back. And it's like, you don't realize what's going to put you guys back like 15 or 20 minutes is going to put me back an hour, which pushes back my whole day, which means I'm not going to finish. But they've just been super douchey recently. So isn't that swell? All right. Hey, you guys want to end on some D&D stories? Because I haven't told you guys in a while. So I told you guys about what happened in my campaign, and I haven't done mine in a few weeks now because I kind of ran out of ideas, and one of the guys that was playing with us like has been busy or whatever, hasn't played with us, so I need to kind of work away. I can't kill him off because his character wound up playing a very important role in the story. I mean, I could just do it and redo it, but I need to plot it out, but that's cool because Richard has been, like, he's got a lot of stuff planned out for us, so he's been fine with just running it every week. But so in his, last time I left you guys off, we were, this is the one with me, I'm playing a sorcerer with my left arm is clockwork, and I have an eye patch over my right eye, and I think I left you guys off, we were in the city, and I was getting a dagger put on my arm, and we had this pedestal. So much more has freaking happened after that. We went to a farm. We fought a child of a god, which was in the form of a huge, monstrous, fiendish, not a centipede. We did fight centipedes, but I don't think... No, it was. It was a gigantic, monstrous, fiendish centipede, and it was a bitch. It killed all of the civilians that were on the farm with us, and it killed all of us. And then St. Cuthbert had to throw some divine intervention into the mix and revived us all and gave one of our dudes gave him just enough bonus to break that armor class and deal the last blow on Kalikalak, which was the name of this child of the god of evil or whatever it was, a monster of legend. But so we knocked him out. That was a toughie. Then we go back to the city. We break a ring of thieves run by bugbears in the sewers. Then we go off into the mountains to find this sorcerer who's living with orcs because he knows something about the pedestal, and we have to wipe out all of these orcs in this mine that we find, and then we take over the mine. We talk to the sorcerer. I'm pretty diplomatic, so I talk to all the orcs, and I'm like, hey, guys, we're going to turn this thing around. We're going to improve your lifestyle. So we hire a bunch of workers, a bunch of things to, like, get the mine moving. Architects, miners, guardsmen, guard dogs. Getting this thing going. I buy a bunch of trinkets for the orcs because they love that kind of stuff. And as we're getting ready to go off to go to... to teleport to Mechanus, which is like the plane of like technology, like all the clockwork stuff, which is where we're going to find out about this altar. One of the walls in the mine breaks down, and a bunch of ogres and drow just pour in, and we are like, "What?" And I'm like, "I'm a level 5 sorceress." I think level 5 might be level 6. And I'm like, no way, no, none of this happened. That's not what I said, because my character is smart, so he would have stringed words together properly. And I throw just a lightning bolt straight through this charging infantry of ogres. Half, like, all of their health. We just make quick work of these ogres and the couple drow that were in there. And then this witch drow flies in on a broom, shooting magic missile all over the place. We have to go chase her down. She's killed most of our people. We're like, none of this. Throw some scorching rays up at her. Pew, 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 pew. Knock her off her broom. She falls to the ground. I get her wand. It's one level higher than me of magic missile, so it shoots 4 magic missiles with each charge. That is a powerful freaking wand, let me tell you. And that catches you up in the story of what's happening in the D&D campaign that Richard is running. So if you guys have been dying to know what's going on with that, that's pretty exciting. I think we're going to be playing again today when this comes out. We'll be playing again, and I am super excited to find out what is happening with that. One more thing I just remembered I want to talk to you guys about. My ex has like super been blowing up the Instagram with pictures of her baby because she had it like a month ago. I guess it turned out okay. Named it Jadeon. I don't know if it's supposed to be Jaden, but spelled really weird. But it's like JAY Dion, DEON, Jadeon. I'm like, that's a weird name. And Jeff is like, that's an ugly baby. And I'm like, all right, Jeff, you need to calm down. I don't know what your problem is with this child that you have nothing to do with. But it's like, I have no, it's in no way associated with me at all, but it's like, it's not an, I feel the need to defend this baby from Jeff. There's nothing wrong with this child. I mean, it's not the cutest baby. I mean, I'm not going to say it's a cute baby, but it's not an ugly baby. I don't really feel like any babies are ugly. Babies are pretty cute, just in general, all around. But it's just blowing up the Instagram with this baby pictures of this kid. There was one picture, and it was like, Aubrey pointed it out. She's like, this picture says, here's a picture of my boobs. Oh yeah, and here's a baby. And I was like, ha, that is what that is. But she posted a picture of herself, and I'm like, and there was like, 'cause she was like a stick when I was dating her, just super thin, super fit. And then I see a picture of her now, and it's like, she probably put like 5 pounds or something like that, but on her like frail frame, it looks like she's put on like, she just like, she thickened up. It was noticeably thicker. I was like, wow, that's noticeably thicker. I said that. Now I sound like a douchebag. But whatever. She's an ex, so I think I'm allowed to have a little bit of resentment. No, this is J1. Have you not seen? We're talking about J1, the list of girlfriends up on the wall. J1. No, we don't say names on the podcast, not of ex-girlfriends, unless they eventually come on the podcasts and they acknowledge that they have dated me at some point in time. Then I don't care, because they said it themselves. But I don't want to throw anybody under the bus. This is a conversation between me and you, Kyson, and they probably did not hear your part of this. So, yeah, it's fine, though. So that's happening. Weird. Am I right? So I recorded this thing at like freaking 2:30 Monday night, 'cause I didn't have one recorded, and I'm like, I really need to get this thing done, but I was playing Zelda all day. So I think I lost my train of thought a couple times in this thing. But I hope you guys enjoyed it. I promise next week's will be far greater than this one's. Don't know what it's going to be about, but it'll be better than this one. And thank you very much. I love you guys. Who enjoy things? I went a little too far. I mean, we're really, really soon in the relationship. I probably ruined it by saying that already. Buddy. Who wants to? I don't know. If you want to go on a date with me, let me know. I don't know who to ask out this week. If you at home feel like, yes, I do want to go on a date with Nathan, just tweet at me. It's WTH underscore Perel on Twitter, or just at the Nathan Perel on Twitter. I don't really care. I use both of them. Mine is at the Nathan Prell, obviously, and then the other one is the podcast one, which I usually, I respond to people on that, but most people just tweet directly at my normal one. And then we're also, I'm also, whatthehell.popularoutcast.com. You can comment on the posts, like us on Facebook, if you just search What the Hell with Nathan Prell, I'm pretty sure it's going to come up. There's only like one. If anyone else freaking took my name, I'm going to beat the crap out of their ears. Lost my freaking train of thought.
I think you're closing up here, buddy.
I know I'm closing up, but what was I? Oh, subscribe on iTunes. Do it. You're listening to it, so you probably already have, but do that and then rate and review on iTunes, because that helps a lot. Puts us up in the ratings, maybe gets us seen by a few more people. So thank you very much for listening. Everybody out there who listens is really great, even though it's only like a few people, but everyone who listens is super great. And this is the end of the podcast. You can tell I'm tired because I'm being really weird. And goodbye. My computer wasn't up, so it's still recording, actually. Goodbye now.
Now leaving popularoutcast.com. It's like the Nerdist, guys. This is the end.